This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A U.S. official has told VOA the Pentagon is making plans to bring home more American troops in the coming weeks, leaving 2,500 troops in Afghanistan and 2,500 troops in Iraq by mid-January. AP Sagar Magani reports.
Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller says the U.S. will pull more than 2,500 troops from Afghanistan and 500 from Iraq by January 15th, leaving about 2,500 in each.
I celebrate this day as we continue the president's consistent progress in completing the mission we began nearly two decades ago.
But the plan falls short of the president's pledge to end the wars and runs counter to his guidance that pullouts be based on conditions, not the calendar. Some GOP leaders and U.S. allies have been warning against a rash withdrawal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iraqi police say four Katusha rockets landed in Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, and security officials say the attack targeted the U.S. embassy. A military statement says seven Katusha rockets were fired, four that fell inside the green zone and three outside, killing a child and wounding five people. U.S. projected President-elect Joe Biden met Tuesday with his national security advisors, but not government intelligence analysts, as President Donald Trump continues to block the Democrats' transition to the presidency. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris discussed global issues with their diplomatic, intelligence, and defense experts, according to Biden transition officials. Numerous Republican lawmakers have said in recent days that government intelligence officials should be briefing Biden ahead of his January 20th inauguration, even as Trump continues to pursue his long-shot legal challenges. You're listening to VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday defended a ceasefire deal he brokered between Azerbaijan and Armenia after France called for him to fix ambiguities in the text. Reuters' Soraya Ali reports.
Russia has moved trucks mounted with rocket launchers into the land corridor between Armenia and Azerbaijan following the latest ceasefire there. Some 2,000 Russian troops have been deployed for peacekeeping after the conflict, but the crisis here isn't over. Meanwhile, Armenia is battling through political chaos, which prompted its foreign minister to resign on Monday. Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan's government has faced intense backlash after signing the ceasefire, which lost them much of their territory in the contested Nagorno-Karabakh region. Thousands have protested, demanding his resignation.
That's Reuters' Soraya Ali reporting. With the world nearing 55 million total COVID-19 infections, including over 1.3 million deaths, the head of the World Health Organization says countries that are not taking aggressive actions to control the spread of the virus are playing with fire. The surge of new coronavirus cases appears to be slowing in Germany and France, generating hopes that the two European heavyweights are beginning to regain control over the pandemic. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Countries across Europe have implemented lockdown measures of varying intensity in recent weeks as confirmed cases hit record numbers. The numbers have largely overwhelmed contact tracing efforts, even in Germany, which was credited with handling the pandemic's first cases well. The slowing of cases is heartening, but authorities say hospitals are crowded and are likely to face further strain in the coming weeks. One death in four in France is now linked to COVID-19, with more virus patients in French hospitals than during the earlier peak of the country's epidemic in the spring. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The UN says a full-blown humanitarian crisis is unfolding in northern Ethiopia, where thousands of people each day are fleeing the conflict in the Tigray region. The warning came as diplomats and humanitarian officials reported heavy fighting in northern and southern Tigray, and as federal forces claimed major victories that would bring them closer to the regional capital. The UN Refugee Agency says around 27,000 Ethiopians had fled across the border into Sudan, a figure now rising by around 4,000 people each day. For more on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.